Gary Owen. You gonna be in San Francisco for the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll be in San Jose at the Performing Arts Center Saturday night, the night before the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. There'll be no hookers at my show.
Wow. Okay, what a segue. Wow. A Denver Bronco player was busted last night at the Motel 6. He tried to call a strip. He tried to call a prostitute, and it turned out it was a sting. And they took him down to the police station. He was not charged, but the Denver Broncos did send him home. He's not a starter. He's on the practice squad.
That's why he went home, because he's not a starter.
Well, it's also his brother's the one that got busted. He got arrested. He was with his brother. So I was like, was he the lookout? And before you bagging him for being at the Motel 6, he was a practice squad player. So he's not making millions. Okay? Because a lot of people are going to be like, oh, why is it the Motel 6? I think practice squad players make $5,000 a week. And that's only during the season.
Well, they're making thousands, so they could go a little up, like Holiday Inn, the best.
Express. I mean, at least they get breakfast the next morning.
At least get a hotel with a hallway.
He's a thousandaire. Yeah, he's a thousandaire.
Not that I would ever indulge in anything like that, uh-huh. But I would go Holiday Inn Express because they got the free cinnamon roll.
And it comes with the girl named Cinnamon.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And she's probably got a bunch of rolls and she's at that hotel.
Oh, my goodness.
Wonder what Warren Sapp is saying.
Even Warren Sapp was like, dude, come on. Hotel 6? Bruh, I got busted at the Marriott.
Show off.
I know. It's so bad. I mean, I don't think he did it. I think his brother was getting the hooker. I think he was probably like, yo, I'll take care of you. Super Bowl week. Enjoy yourself.
And he got busted.
Yeah. Cause they haven't let it out yet, but it sounds like he was paying for his brother. Is what it sounds like.
Nothing says happy birthday.
Like a Motel 6 hooker.
And you know what some listeners saying? Only $5,000 a week.
All right, Gary, I'll see you this weekend out there. I'll be on the bandwagon that has the Carolina Panthers on it. We all shining and everything. You can get on it if you want to.
I'll be on it.
I know you will. Uh-huh. I know you will.
All right.
Good luck.
I'm picking them.
All right. Avion Crockett is in our Los Angeles studios. He takes the next 2 hours for David and Tamela Mann, and all three, according and with Damon Williams, are in for the vacationing J. Anthony Brown. Avion?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Man, I'm up. I'm awake.
All right.
Surprisingly.
Well, I'm going to let you
That's
have
what's
it.
Happening.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
David
Thank
and Tamela,
so
man.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Congratulations on the new single, Tamela.
Thank you.
One way.
I too love the song.
Thank
love
you.
The song.
Please play it, Tom.
It's funky too. Yeah. I like it.
Thank you. See us on February 23rd, BET. It's a Man's World coming back.
And remember, you're going to be in Daytona this weekend.
Yes, I'll be in Daytona this weekend in concert.
Just follow us at David and Tamela. You'll find out where we supposed to be.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to be on the cruise, and you better not tell my. Mess up my deposit.
Give me a big suite. Give me more room.